Look, I know winter is long in the North Country. Slip sliding on ice, slogging through snow, powering through another Brillo pad gray afternoon. It feels really long, I know. Because of that, you owe it to yourself to get some fresh air. Go outside, go on a walk. Say, winter, you're not going to keep me down. Well, we have some tips for getting outdoors and kicking the winter blues on today's Story of the Day.
Let's begin.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, February 15th. And before we get outside, we have a couple first ups today, news-wise. First, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik called President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency to fund a border wall, quote, the wrong decision. In a statement yesterday, she said Trump's move will likely be challenged in the courts. Today, Trump said he will use executive powers to bypass Congress, which approved far less money for his proposed wall than he had sought. He plans to siphon billions of dollars from federal military construction and counter-drug efforts to build his border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Stefanik, a Republican, spoke with NCPR late last month, well before today's declaration.
I think that would be held up in the courts, and it's not going to be a lasting impact. As someone serving in Congress, I believe that we are a co-equal branch of government, and I believe that it's our job to get this done. So I don't think the emergency declaration is the right approach.
While Stefanik has sent statements to the news media voicing her objection, she hasn't been saying that directly to voters. On her social media feeds that she uses to communicate directly with people in the North Country, the Congresswoman hasn't mentioned her opposition to the White House action. Let's look at some state news now. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll reconsider his proposed funding cuts to towns and villages. He outlined cuts to the Aid and Incentives for Municipalities program, or AIM, during his budget address last month. But after a lot of blowback from local officials, the governor said he'd take a second look. Fernando Narro reports.
The governor's proposal to cut AIM funding received immediate backlash from several upstate lawmakers and local officials. State Senator Patty Ritchie says small budget cuts can represent a huge blow for towns and villages.
Sometimes they say when the amount is $10,000 or $20,000, it's easily made up, and that is absolutely not true. For a lot of those communities, that's a huge part of their budget.
Ritchie, a Republican from St. Lawrence County, is the Senate Local Government Committee's ranking member. Many towns and villages stand to lose thousands of dollars in their budgets if the proposed cuts stay in place. Just in the North Country, localities could lose over $5 million. In a press conference Tuesday, Governor Cuomo said he's been listening to local officials and will give the proposed cuts a second look.
They have made a very strong argument that even though it's a small amount of money, it is a big situation for them, so we're going to try to make that adjustment.
But Cuomo made no specific commitments and said the state has a $2.3 billion deficit, which means some funding must be cut.
You have to cut somewhere. Because it doesn't work. One plus one still has to equal two. And that's the problem we have. And that is not baloney.
Assemblyman Mark Walczyk is a Republican freshman from Watertown. He says he knows firsthand how important AIM funding is.
Coming fresh off of the Watertown City Council, I know exactly how difficult it is for our local municipalities to budget. And when you see, just frustration with the AIM lack of increase in years past has really forced a lot of municipalities to raise taxes. So this has to be restored because we can't afford more taxes here in Northern New York.
Walczyk sent a letter to the governor on Wednesday asking for AIM funding to be restored. The letter was co-signed by more than 30 mayors and town supervisors from Jefferson and St. Lawrence counties. The state legislature and the governor have until March 31st to approve a final budget. Fernando Narro, North Country Public Radio.
So it's been a really long, hard winter, and it's still only mid-February. We got a lot of winter to go. It's really important to shake off that cabin fever and get outdoors. Even if you're not up for summiting a high peak or something like that, there are plenty of local trails in the North Country that are safe and accessible and beautiful. Brian Mann sent an audio postcard from one of them.
Sometimes when I do one of these audio postcards, they wind up sounding like this ski trip to the summit of Marcy.
We made it. We could barely see a thing. So skiing down the bowl is going to be an interesting adventure.
It was overwhelming. And I think it's kind of easy to lose track of the fact that getting outdoors in the North Country, even in winter, doesn't have to be that big a deal.
It's Sunday afternoon and just a really pretty blue sky day, sun bright, and you can hear the snow is really crunchy. This little postcard, I just want to talk about how important it is to have your little kind of local trails to get out on. The weather's been really funky and kind of oppressive at times, but feeling claustrophobic and kind of trapped by it, which I get to feel that way, it really helps to just pull on the microspikes or the snowshoes, maybe your skis if you've got a place that has enough snow on the ground, and just get out for a little ramble. But what's cool about these close to town, close to home places that are not big expeditions is they still get you to remarkable spots. I mean, just after a short walk, I've come to this gorgeous little bridge on logs across a stream, and there's a deep pool. And then the stream is actually running over the top of the ice. It's like glacier river, blue-green water over white. One of the things that's really fun about this hike is the creeks are all running strong and making all kinds of sounds. Check this out.
This is the trail to Owl's Head Overlook near Elizabethtown. But trails like this one that are flat and easy and accessible are close to pretty much every town in the North Country.
So the thing I like in a kind of local walk is for at least part of it to be really gradual and gentle, and I can just walk and think and not feel it like it's some big athletic exercise.
On this day, on this trail, there are beautiful creeks and sun-swept forests, and I'm kept company for a while by a pair of ravens playing overhead. A lot of times these easy local trails do have nice views. Owl's Head Overlook is a beautiful place to sit and have a thermos of tea and look at the mountains. But on a lot of these outings, I never reach the top. I just walk for a while and remind myself how pretty winter can be if I don't let it trap me inside. Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio.
You'll find photos from Brian's winter walk right now on our website, ncpr.org. Also there, Brian's 10 tips for making a winter outing easier and safer. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org through the weekend. Music today by Anatech and Bass Culture Players. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.